Being joined by AGWSR boys wrestling coach James Abbas, talking about the upcoming NICL tournament here this Saturday. Coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. I know it's been a little while in practice since you had your last outing at that triangular down at Grundy Center. What have you liked about what you guys have been able to accomplish here in this extra practice time in order to use that to your advantage and, kind of get some of that valuable experience here down the stretch of the season?
Hey, yeah, we've been focusing on improvement in positions. Again, you know, that's the continual focus that we have, is to keep getting better in positions and getting our guys ready to go for a big weekend. We wrestled JV on Saturday. We took some kids down to East Marshall JV tournament. Very happy with the results down there and the effort that those kids put in, and we're seeing improvement in those kids. We'll take a group to JV again tonight for the JV conference tournament, and if those kids would win their bracket, they do have the opportunity to wrestle in the tournament on Saturday. Practice room, the atmosphere has been good, and so we had a stretch there where we were, you know, not 100%, not everybody was healthy, and we're getting back where we want to be now.
So going into the conference tournament here, I know you have a few guys on your team this year that were able to place at the conference tournament last year, including Brady Abbas and Jariah Bowles in seventh, and Clayton Van Lowe placing eighth. So when it comes to those guys with that conference tourney experience, how can they use that to their advantage, you know, see if they can, place, even higher here this season?
Yeah, wrestling in those big tournaments definitely helps. You know, our conference tournament, I mean, some people would say, well, it's just a conference tournament. But, you know, I would say the quality of opponent that we see in our conference tournament is phenomenal. You know, you look at the top matches in these weights, and you're seeing kids a lot of times that'll be down on the podium at the state tournament. And so the experience wrestling those meets helps. You know, that builds that confidence, and it definitely helps you be ready when those big matches come up in the future.
And for some of the others that are coming into this conference tournament with a little bit less experience, what are some of the biggest points of emphasis as you guys, you know, try to put together as strong of a performance as possible, you know, as a team in this tournament? What are some of those things that some of these guys got to keep in mind, you know, going into this conference tourney?
You can't rely upon what happened the last time in the match. And that's where I see this conference tournament as really a measuring stick. You know, a lot of these kids will have wrestled before earlier in the dual meet conference, you know, experience, and you want to improve that match. If that was a match that you won, you want to win by more, or you want to win by fall. If that was a match that we lost, we want to improve that. You know, maybe we got pinned in that match, and now we're going to lose by points, or maybe that's a match that we turn around and we win that match. And so this conference tournament is really a good measuring stick to see how much we've improved compared to others in the conference. Last year was a tough go for us. I think we had about 20 days off before we went into this conference tournament. We started out pretty flat. A big deal for me this year is to get these guys so that they know that when they step on the mat and they put that foot on the line, that first match, we got to be ready to go. Last year, it did not appear that we were ready to go, and we lost some matches in the beginning in the first round that we shouldn't, you know, matches that we had won earlier in the season. And so I think a big focus for us right now is to be ready to go right away when we start that day.
All right, and just about out of time here, but what would you consider to be a strong performance for your team here this Saturday? What does that look like for you guys, you think?
And I'm going to go back to this. If we can make the outcomes of the matches that we wrestled in that, and then the dual meet season, and make those outcomes be better than what they're before, that's what success looks like. As a team, you know, we're going to struggle with the numbers that we're wrestling to get up into those top spots. But for me as a coach, that's not how I'm going to measure success on Saturday. It's how did we perform individually in those weights, and how do we perform comparison to where we were earlier this season.
All right, that's AGWSR boys wrestling coach James Abbas. Thanks so much for the time today, and best of luck here on Saturday.
Thank you so much.